Power Nation. So good to be with you wherever, whenever you're connecting. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. If you want to call in and ask questions, we got a, actually both guests today. We have two guests. Will be great to ask questions about. Michael Grant White, he's never been on. He's from breathing.com. Everything you want to know about breathing, about oxygen and helping you get more oxygen into your life. I mean, I think these are all positive things. We take breathing for granted. Of all the functions of our body, maybe breathing is what we take most for granted until you're, you know, underwater for a minute, then you, then you don't. But anyway, Michael Grant White, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. You can call in, ask a question of him, or Dr. Sherry Rogers will be here at the top of the next hour. We love Sherry Rogers. And of course, the news, Uncle Kevin is joining us, and we will go over the news in our own unique way and spin. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Well, Netanyahu said a couple days ago, or maybe it's 3 days ago now, that this upcoming vote in Israel for his, really his political life, some are saying, is more important than sex. So voting is more important than sex in Israel right now.
That's, well, I could see him make that. Depends on who's running. He's got a fascist running, absolutely. I don't know who he's running against, but
well, I have a hard time believing voting is more important. And then it got me thinking, what is more important than sex? You know, male, female, and then we have all the push about transgender and whatever. Our whole existence is based on it. But anyway, Netanyahu, I don't know if he's going to make it through this election or not.
They say he's in the struggle of his life. He's already lost once, about 15 years ago. So they say it's nip and tuck.
Well, we shall see. Certainly, we'll keep abreast of that. What do you think? Is there anything we should be alarmed about or really concerned about this election back and forth? I mean, Israel is obviously Mossad, CIA, whatever. We know the connections run extremely deep. Is there anything that this election could factor in for the Middle East right now or America?
I don't know that guy's politics too much, but Netanyahu, he's a hawk, so they might fire, he gets in, they might fire it up over there.
I think it's interesting that, you know, in the past, Israel is very pro-bombing Iran. I think they would be
okay
with bombing
Iran. Yeah, absolutely. Now, they like the scrap.
They don't. You don't hear a word out of them, right? A word out of them
no,
about this right now.
It's very, very peculiar that you don't hear a lick out of it. Maybe it's because of the voting or whatever, but they've been awful quiet about bombings in Saudi Arabia. You know,
story out of RT: Trump to quote substantially increase sanctions on Iran amid calls for war. I think this is maybe Trump. This is kind of like when Assad in Syria was accused of chemically bombing his people. And, you know, let's kill Assad. Let's bomb Damascus into oblivion, blah, blah, blah. And Trump said, no, let's just bomb this worthless airfield and tell them beforehand
that nobody's there.
That nobody's there.
Five Piper Cubs are there, you know?
Yeah, that are worthless, and then so that they can buy more planes from us. Is this kind of similar here? Maybe this is really
good
news.
Yeah, I think so, too. I was very happy to hear that he was just going to put on sanctions and not do anything militarily, you know? Very happy.
I would have to think if Hillary Clinton or even Obama was in this position, I would have to think there would be a warship or two or maybe three over there in the Gulf there.
It'd be raining cruise missiles for the next 7 days.
Yeah, we have a caller. Let's get the caller, see what they think today. Winnie from Ohio, you are live on the air. What's on your mind, Winnie?
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for everything that you do. I have a comment about Dr. Schott that talked about cyclical things in nature and everything last week. I'm sorry I couldn't call in then. But my comment is that being a woman, we know that things are cycled. And God does that. He cycles and cycles and cycles. But also, reading in the Bible, we do know that prayer moves the hand of God. And I believe that America needs to wake up and pray and repent. And we can move the hand of God with our prayers.
I totally
Absolutely.
Believe that. Let me ask you,
totally.
When you say repent, what do you mean? What does that mean to you? When you say America needs to repent, what does that mean?
That means to be sorry for the bad things we've done. I mean, the things that we have failed to do. Some of us have not spoken up enough about the abortion thing. Look at that thing, that horror that's gone on in Indiana and Illinois. I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that.
Are you talking about the STEM Express? Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the abortionist that kept all those dead babies.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. Okay,
yeah,
I thought
we
were talking about STEM Express.
I think those of us that haven't said enough, we need to say more. And I know people are praying, but all I can say is, and then when I say repent, that means we need to turn more to God. And those that haven't, just be good and be a good example and tell people how God has worked in your life.
See, I think this is a fantastic call, Winnie. Just stay right there. Stay with me here. Let me talk this through with you. I think, like today, yesterday was Constitution Day in America, and this week, it's actually public law that this whole week, from the 17th to the 23rd, it's public law in the United States. This is Constitution Week. To me, the biggest sign of sin in America, if you're going to point to, hey, this is our separation from God. The Constitution, with the Declaration of Independence, is our link and really our protection of our heritage and our ideas of God. We have thrown away the law, you know, and you can even go back to the Mosaic Law, what have you. We've thrown these things away, and now we're killing babies. I think one of the most important things we can do, obviously I've said it a million times, is get familiar with the Bill of Rights and be able to speak up about these things. Do you agree with me, or does that not ring
yes,
your bell?
Yes, 100%. Oh,
okay.
Yes, 100%.
What
Definitely,
now?
We need to do that.
I think abortions, if I was going to say what is the biggest curse or the biggest cause of a curse on this country, probably abortions, I would say. If it's not number one, it's 1A or 1B, isn't it? I mean, I what else is there?
Yes, I feel that we're in a culture of death over here. And I think some people need to wake up and realize that.
What do you think that America is turning on this abortion issue?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do. Because really, yes, I do. And I do feel that more people are standing up. I mean, I don't want to be totally negative, but I just want to say people get out there and do it more.
You
want to
say more, yeah. You know, this year, or I guess it's last year was the lowest abortions performed in America since 1973. I don't know if you knew that.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A crazy word for that.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. One, that's very good. Abortions are going down. The other is our fertility rate is really low too. I mean, that's another way to look
at
it.
That's not good. That part is not good. But it'll come back up. I mean, it all works out. If you turn to God, if you do the right thing, the Holy Spirit is going to be there, and it's going to work out. It will work out if you turn to God.
Let me ask you, because this is kind of the debate, and I get emails about this, and I very much appreciate what you're saying. I do, personally, but, you know, I'm a host of the show. There's a lot of people listen to the show who, you know, religious ideas, they'll say religious ideas don't matter. I don't care about religious ideas. What is the common ground that, you know, you as being, obviously you sound like a spiritual religious person, you're coming from that point of view. So somebody who's maybe not, but they're still a Power Hour listener. What is the common ground that you two could meet on this issue?
Well, I think I would go back to what you are working on, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, certainly they can agree on that, I hope.
Well, if they can't,
to you.
Yeah, if they can't, they need to find another show to listen to, I would think.
Well, they also need to go to a different country.
Well, yeah, there you go.
I
that
mean,
would help,
what
wouldn't
we
it?
Were founded. Yeah, that's what we were founded on.
Judeo-Christian. Well, I certainly appreciate your call. I'm very glad you called in. I think it's a very good point. I think it's time I mean, to support what you said, I think we can do more good now maybe than we could do in the past 20 years. I don't, it's like, I don't say, sound weird, but it's almost like an opportunity, a portal has opened up. Maybe everybody praying around the election of Donald Trump, I mean, really, because everybody was praying. Maybe there's this opportunity right here, right now. And your efforts, I mean, your, whatever it is right now means more than ever. Do you feel that?
Yes, definitely. And I agree 100% with you, and God bless you a bunch for it.
Well, Winnie, thank you. God bless you. We appreciate the support, and you have a fantastic afternoon, and let's finish the news, and then we'll have our guests on.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
God bless. Great caller. Wow, she's fired up.
Yeah, I agree 100% with her. 100%.
Well, you know,
I don't
want to...
Stop these abortions and lock those people up that are making money off them.
Well, you know, I want to cover the news, but I was thinking about Catherine Austin Fitz's interview.
She was wonderful yesterday, just wonderful.
Well,
anybody missed that show? Go back and listen to it.
Oh, it was awesome yesterday. The story she told about the red button, you know, she's speaking to these people. Here, you can press this red button. All government drug dealing will stop. All government human trafficking and the like will stop if you press it. But also, all the stock market will crash and all your IRAs will be no more. Will you come press this button?
Yeah.
And they went and
one
they said, no,
10.
We won't come. Yeah, one out of 100, not 10, out of 100.
Oh, was it one out of 100? Yeah, one out of 100.
So what do we want? You know, so, I mean, at some point we need to look in the mirror and say, you know, you're not going to change Hillary Clinton. You personally are not going to put Hillary Clinton in jail or whatever, but, you know, you can pray for justice. You can pray for law. You can do something with you and your family. I mean, that's, you have the power. And these things build and miraculously throughout history and certainly, I mean, this is Constitution Week, so we're going to take some time and talk about this. Certainly in this country, we have seen miracle after miracle that have brought us and given us the opportunities and freedoms and protections of our freedoms that are God-given. We of all countries should have some faith and stare what we're facing right in the eye and say, you know, you're really not that big. You are real. This is awful. Well, it's really not that big. And it certainly isn't big for our God, because the founding fathers, in the name of God, declared that we will die. We will fight. We will be free. The universe, everything will be with us. God will bring up friends to fight our battles for us. I didn't want to go on all this, but I'm going to. Thanks to Winnie. We're going to blame Winnie.
There you go.
There's a moment in America before the revolution. We've talked about this before. Patrick Henry. It's the greatest speech ever, ever, ever given in this country, without question, where he says that, do you think you're small? Do you think that we're weak? Do you think we're going to be stronger in the future? God will bring friends to fight our battles with us. And if we are united in liberty, not only do we have a chance, we cannot lose. And so I never want this show to turn into just a bellyache fest, a bitch fest, excuse me, for lack of a better word. You know, I don't want it to be a bitch fest and we're just complaining about this and they're doing that and they're doing that. It really doesn't matter. What are we doing? The power is on us, and that is the spirit of America. And we believe that, and we pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, and we raise our hearts, our minds to our God, to our Creator, and then we go forward on this earth, and, you know, damn the torpedoes, hell or high water, doesn't matter. And we know by what we've seen, we know that everything that we value in America, family, certainly, tradition, the Bill of Rights, freedom, the opportunity to have a community, to be self-sufficient, all these things. We know, if you have listened to the show for any time and you do not know that, then I have failed. Or you just don't listen, I guess. I don't know. We have failed. Maybe we'll blame it on Uncle Kevin. But
I'll take some of that.
Yeah, you'll take, if you're new, and you haven't heard this, don't you feel, that's probably why you're here. Don't you feel that? Everything that you value, everything is under attack. But I'm here to say, and I don't want to drone on about this every day, but I think we need to hear it. Like Catherine Austin Fitz said, there is nothing to fear because there are things that are worse than death. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You die? Well, there's things worse than death. And there's also things more important than your life. And one of them is the Bill of Rights. One of them is the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence is more important than your life. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
It's more important than darn near anything. Darn near anything.
And a lot of people gave up their life for that.
And the universe resonated and made it happen. And so,
yeah, absolutely.
So what we are facing...
You don't think miracles happened during the revolution?
Let's get back to... You go ahead. You have a final thought, Kev. We'll go forward. Let's get to the news.
Yeah, you know, the miracle after miracle happened during our revolution. And, you know, the end of the war was even one of the biggest miracles when France sailed their fleet over. It took 2 months to come around and just happened
the very
to
day.
Get...
The very day.
To block, was it Cornwallis's retreat and have him surrender?
And end the war. The very day.
And end the war. Two months to sail across the sea. And the very day, the war ends on that.
And Washington had pushed Cornwallis to the sea. Cornwallis was going to retreat and then come around the other side and continue. Two months ago, before, there is no way possible that they could have known that it was going to be at that point. 2 months previous, France had launched ships to come to fight our battles and so to stop the retreat. On the very day, the very hour. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So miracles happen all the time.
Why don't we do this?
And we can take back our country.
Well,
there's no doubt in my mind.
Well, let's not even say it like that. You know, let's not talk about we can take back our country. Let's say it like this. We can take back our families. We can take back our homes. Because you take back your home, then that takes back your community. Then that takes back your city. Then that takes back your state. Then that takes back your country. We can take back our home. And we can be vocal in our friends and what have you. Why don't we do this? Why don't we all make a commitment, everybody who's listening? Let's pray that abortions will end in this country and that life will be sanctified. Let's just do that. Let's pray. That's going to be our goal for tonight. Every night, we'll talk about it. Every other day, we'll mention it. Everybody who's listening, please beg God. Beg God. Like you did when it looked like Hillary Clinton was going to be elected. Why don't you beg God? I'll do that. Will you do that, Kev?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's what we're doing on the Power
Hour. Absolutely. I'll tell you how much I begged God. I was on the front lawn on my knees begging God.
Well, that's what we need. Let's do it. And you don't think God will hear us? I mean, where's our faith?
He heard us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I got a lot. These are a lot of good news stories. I'm sorry for everybody wanting to hear the news.
This is more important.
Well, okay. Let me ask a question here. Lewandowski, the House hearings about the impeachment. It's all over the news. What are the more important stories that are being, not ignored, but maybe aren't getting the attention that they deserve because we're talking about Lewandowski and Nadler and what have you? Has anything come to mind?
Well, there's a couple ones I like. How many percent of Americans do you think believe in climate change?
Well, I saw the article, so you're...
you did?
Yeah, I did see it. So
that surprised me so much. That surprised me. Only 38% of Americans believe in man-made climate change. I thought it would be at least, 75% with all the propaganda the schools are spitting out and all the weathermen on TV. Have to just add that this big storm here is created from climate change, you know?
Well,
so I was very happy about that. And the coup de grace of the whole thing was last week, a ship carrying passengers who included a group of climate change warriors. Boy, I could just see them, man. Probably, I don't know what to say. I don't even want to say.
We're running out of time. Get to the point here.
Yeah, yeah. Concerned about the melting ice, got stuck in the ice halfway between Norway and the North Pole. And this, and on this time of the year, usually that highway is completely open. And they had to have a Russian icebreaker come and free them. So that was excellent. I think that was the Lord telling these climate change warriors, shut up.
Well, let me tell you, that's a great story. Let me tell you another story I think is not getting attention. Yemeni Houthis' attack on Saudi oil fields facilities is, quote, warning. That's what the Iranian president said. So Saudi Arabia has been attacking Yemen brutally, really.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And the president of Iran is saying, what do you think? We did not attack your oil fields. This is the Houthis who you've been fighting for God knows how long. It's like the Viet Cong of Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
They did it as a warning. Why would you think that we would do this? And I have not heard that question asked like that. And I've heard an awful lot about Lewandowski and not a lot about that question. What about the connection between Saudi Arabia and 9/11? We know that they have, there certainly was influence, there certainly was FBI documents that are saying that. How come those are not coming out? We just had 9/11. So right as 9/11 is happening, the anniversary time to talk about these things, you know, we're talking about immature four-year-olds in Congress talking about ridiculous things. The guns, the Democratic Party, again, the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're going to talk about enemies. They've officially declared themselves and shown themselves to be a terrorist organization and a threat to this country, a threat to the Declaration of Independence. That's official. It's no dispute. Not the Republicans are great. It's official. That's what they are. I will never say different until they change. Stay tuned. Michael White on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Oh, there you are.
About a week, open enrollment from the 26th of this month to the end of the month, where you can sign up for this. I don't know. There's, you know, maybe there's a couple issues that are more important to this. You talk about in the totality of it and what's going on politically, medically, everything, than vaccines. But there's not many issues more important. And us being aware of them and being able to push back and be able to speak truth to our power or power to our truth, however you want to say it, is very important. And like Winnie said, let's be more vocal. Let's be afraid. Let's not be afraid to ruffle a little feathers. And, you know, especially the strangers, you know, let's ruffle some strangers' feathers. I've ruffled enough family feathers. Let's ruffle some stranger feathers. I've done both. And strangers, you don't have to see again, but you put something in their mind. I'm just kidding. The message has to get out. And this is a fantastic way with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We love what she's doing. Vaxster.com or MasteringVaccineInfo.com. You can also sign up for quizzes and what have you. And then you'll have a chance for a drawing to win a free tuition. This is a big deal. This is an important deal. I mean, this is, if you want to look into vaccines or you want to know more or whatever, this is a big deal. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, check it out on those two websites. Also, of course, Silver Botanicals, the deodorants are all on sale. Dr. Sherry Rogers, the Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine, the alpha-lipoic acid R, the Grown by Nature Vitamin E, all those things. Strauss Heart Drops, Eye Complex, Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano. There's a variety of things, you know, at the Power Mall. We've made a commitment to you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your commitment back to us. Please check out the website. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. Check it out. And bye from the good guys. Yeah, thank you. So our next guest, Michael, are you there?
I am here, Daniel.
Oh, very good. Very good. We had a little trouble connecting him during the break, so I apologize that. He is a Michael Grant White is here, and we're excited. He's never been on the show before. He's a holistic health expert, author, international speaker. He's dedicated his career to helping people improve their health through better breathing. Breathing.com is the website. I love that. It's like sunshine.com or something. Breathing.com. I love it. Michael, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear this subject, or somebody brings up about breathing and about oxygen. I'm like, okay, tell me something I don't know. So I'll just start there. What do we need to know about breathing and oxygen?
Well, your breathing patterns affect everything you do, absolutely everything. Waking, sleeping, And some people shallow breathe, some people over breathe, some people don't breathe. And there's anything that you do that isn't easy and deep and consistent is going to adversely affect your health. It'll distort your cellular function. It'll distort your oxygenation. It'll distort your emotional state of being. You know, there's an old saying about, you know, breath is life. Well, that sounds kind of hypey, but the fact is that you're doing it 24/7, you know, 365, and there's never
hopefully
a moment you're not doing it. Yeah, hopefully, exactly. But if you're not doing it anymore, then the ball game's over.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, I'm very intrigued what you just said. It's very provocative. Maybe the better question is, what is the ideal breathing pattern then?
There is no ideal. There is a fundamental that was, you know, allows you to say float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, you know, like Ali used to say. But basically, you want to be able to create a rock solid foundation for your breathing that will allow you to breathe in a multitude of ways. There's an old saying about, you know, variety is the spice of life. Well, breath is life. Therefore, variety of breathing.
Okay, so you said at the beginning, if we have inconsistent breath, that's actually going to affect our cellular patterns. So maybe we should back up. So when I breathe in, or our audience does, what exactly goes on to makes breathing so significant in this process, in our life?
Well, it's bringing in oxygen. You know,
right.
Without oxygen, you're dead in seconds. So,
right.
But that sounds too simplistic because, okay, what is oxygen doing? You know, oxygen is feeding every cell in your body moment to moment, without which you're very dead very fast. You know, so,
okay.
But there's a relative amount of oxygen, and most people are under oxygenated.
Okay.
They're either stressed to the max, or they're shallow breathers, or they're distorted so much so they're in a state of anxiety and they're vasoconstricting. You know, any variation on that theme is going to adversely affect your state of being, your state of health, your state of vitality, how long you're going to live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Well, let's address both those.
People they don't think about it. They don't pay any attention to breathing until they can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
and then
say that's true.
More important.
Okay. Well, let's tackle each one of those separately. For somebody who's really stressed, anxiety, whatever, their job, their home life, whatever the reason, I guess it could be anything, right? What does that do to the, you said vasoconstriction. What is going on with there and how can breathing help that? Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, vasoconstriction, in other words, breathing drives you either from a state of constriction or a state of dilation. In other words, opening up the pathways. So if you breathe, for instance, in your high chest, you will vasoconstrict. You will tighten up everything and make it harder for all the energy pathways to function. If you breathe down into the lower abdomen, back, side, and front, and you have to do it back, side, and front, not just in the front, then what happens is you begin to vasodilate. You begin to go into the what's called parasympathetic nervous system, and the rest, digest, and heal part of your breathing pattern. The opposite would be fight or flight. Most people know about fight or flight, you know, and as soon as you begin to breathe more up into your chest, then it's fight or flight time. Now, but there's never an extreme one way or the other. You should have a balance of the excitation factor in breathing, the chest breathing, and the grounding, centering, relaxing part of the parasympathetic, the lower body, front, side, and back.
I've had some people on here, we've heard them say that if you feel yourself in that constricted state or stress state, whatever you want to characterize it as, if you're in that state, if you take 9 deep, I guess kind of belly breaths, if you take 9 deep breaths, that'll actually turn you from constricted fight or flight state to more relaxed parasympathetic state. What would you say to that?
I have to say, hopefully.
Hopefully, okay.
What happens if your breathing pattern is stuck, which most people are.
What does that mean? What do you mean? What do you mean stuck?
What do you mean stuck?
What does that mean?
In other words, your breathing has to do with muscles, right? So what happens if the muscles don't allow you to breathe consistently in the same way for a long period of time? What happens? That the wrong thing happens. So if you're telling somebody to breathe a certain way, number one, most people don't have a clue what that feels like. And so they're going to breathe partly right or partly wrong. Now, if they have a tendency towards anxiety or asthma, the best thing you can tell them is just try to slow their breathing down. The problem with that is that a lot of people will get hunger for air, and they won't be able to tolerate it. So then there are some people that say, well, you really want to train yourself to breathe less, and you want to get used to hunger for air. That's partly true and partly not true. It's not the same for everybody. And how do you know where you fit in? And that's what we've done. We've created the breathing tests on breathing.com. So you can go in and you can see, okay, what's my skill level in breathing? How many breaths a minute do I take? What's the pause rate? How long can I not breathe after a passive exhale? What's my number count? How big is my implied breathing volume? Right? Now you're getting a more clear picture. You know, you can manage things better if you can measure them. And so we created the breathing tests so that people could go there and they could, for no charge, get kind of a sense of where their breathing stacks up and compared to other people. We've had about 90,000 people take those tests. So we've got pretty good stats from that.
What is it going to tell them? Let's put it this way. How will their life change after they go through this diagnostic? I guess it's self-diagnostic procedure. How will their life change?
Their life would change if they'd get more conscious awareness of how good their breathing is. Now, their breathing, as we said, drives your nervous system. So how well, what is it doing? Is it driving it like a five-year-old child at the wheel of a school bus in traffic? Or is it driving it around a 200-mile-an-hour track with a skilled race car driver? We're all someplace in between.
Okay, you said something. People don't know what correct breathing feels like. All right, what does it feel like?
It feels mostly, see, it kind of depends on what you're doing, but mostly you should be able to go back to a state of easy breathing calm. A state of calm where your breathing is easy, where you breathe in deeper and it's easy. See, people are saying, breathe deeper. Deeper breathing is not necessarily healthy breathing, especially if you're chest breathing. You're going to go out of your mind real quick. If you're in a state of anxiety, you have asthma, and you try to breathe more and you breathe too much in your chest, you're going to vasoconstrict and you're going to want to stop it real quick because your anxiety level is going to go way beyond management.
Okay, I'm fascinated by what you just said. So if I breathe through your chest, like, okay, say somebody runs or you do a little exercise or what have you, you know, and you put your hands above your head, then you really start chest breathing, don't you? Usually, isn't that instinctually what people do?
Yeah, you do. And some people can tolerate that. And some people, that's a really good insight because if you can keep breathing, then if you can keep, for instance, I had my 10-year-old and I were in front of a Santa Cruz roller coaster. It's about 6 stories high in California. And I said, come on, let's go for a ride. He wasn't really happy with that idea. And so I finally got him on it, and we got in the middle of the car. And I said, look, I'm going to remind you to breathe. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to be maybe have to yell it at you, but I'm not yelling at you. I'm just making it sure it's going to be real noisy. So, okay. So we go straight up 6 stories, and then we go straight down 6 stories, and then we go through a blackout tunnel. It comes out the other side. He is frozen stiff. he's got this panic look on his face, and he's frozen. So I'm yelling, breathe, breathe, come on, breathe, breathe, breathe. So the whole 3-minute ride, I'm reminding him to breathe, all right, and I have to practically carry him off the roller coaster. And I said, you want to go again? He says, I don't think so. So, long story short, we went in the front car on the third ride with no hands.
Oh, now is this your
hollering, Yahoo?
Is this your grandson? So, did you say the grandson? I didn't catch that. Is this your grandson?
Say what?
Was this your grandson? I didn't catch that. Who was this?
My son.
Your son. Well, you're going to get Father of the Year for this. I can just tell. Go ahead. Continue on.
The long story short is we went in the third ride in the front car with no hands, hooting and hollering the whole time. No hands. Front car. Yahoo! You know? So there's an old saying about, you know, fear plus the breath equals excitement. Well, that's kind of sort of true. Fear plus the proper breath equals excitement. So basically what I had him do was raise his arms. But if he just raised his arms and didn't breathe and didn't yahoo and make a lot of sound, all right, he would have stayed into a panic mode. But what we did was we overrode the panic mode by forcing the sound out forcing the sound out. So it was a lot of yahoo, a lot of sound that was basically keeping him grounded so that he could breathe through his panic.
Mm.
And it worked like a charm.
Okay,
he ended up becoming a guitar player. He played his guitar for 30,000 people in Europe on tour, etc. You know, he's a music teacher now. He's 53 years old. So,
very cool.
Worked out pretty well.
How did you get into this? Why did you become obsessed with breathing?
Well, I wanted to get my singing voice back. When I was 11 years old, they asked me to sing a cappella for the school, the only one that was asked. And so I did, and that was great. I loved it. Then the next couple of years, I got beat up a lot. And I got beaten with a police belt beyond the point where I could scream a lot. And so I got all locked up. I got real locked up big time. I couldn't sing anymore. And so 20 years later, I'm in my 30s, and I decided I want to get my singing voice back. And I have no clue about energy or oxygen or breathing or, you know, fear, nothing. I just wanted to get my singing voice back. So I got a singing teacher in San Francisco, and she said, you are really locked up. You need to do this therapy. Okay, fine. So for the next 156 weeks, I did a therapy session and I did a singing session. Okay, and I still couldn't sing. 156 sessions.
That's three years. That's like 3 years.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. And so?
Yeah. So what happened was, and then I went to Europe for 6 months and I came back and I kept taking singing lessons and I still couldn't sing. So 20 years later, finally, I come across a couple people that are teaching breathing. And we have this, and I was also doing therapy sessions around breathing. We had this handball court in this building where the office was, and I would go into the handball court ever so often. I had this insight that, I wanted to create a vibrato. And so I went into this handball and went, didn't sound very good. But I stayed with it and learning the breathing, and all of a sudden, a little vibrato started to come out. You know, I'm going, aha, I got something here. And, you know, after a while, more and more and more and more, you know, I said, here it comes. It's coming back. That was deep. And so it was really breathing that was the main thing. You know, most voice coaches don't touch. They don't lay hands on people. You know, you really have to do that. One of these breathing teachers was a voice coach, and he would put his hands on people. He could take a 80-person choir and get them into Handel's Messiah in about a month. You know, but he'd lay hands on, he'd touch people. You know, because he'd give them the kinesthetic sense of where they should be breathing. One of our exercises is called the squeeze and breathe. You know, and you use your thumbs and your kidneys and your fingers wrapped around towards your belly, and then you squeeze your fingers and thumbs together, and then you slowly breathe in, you know, and count 1, 2, 3, 4 slowly, and then you slowly exhale, and then and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now you have the physical sense of where your breathing is supposed to come from because you're using your thumbs and your fingers. But if somebody tells you, take a deep breath, and you happen to be a chest breather, that's where you're going to go. And you're going to go to trouble.
Okay.
So this, you know, and this, go ahead.
One of the interesting things in the notes as we, you know, lead up to the interview, you said the connection between breath and the brain. Let's talk about that briefly and then go back to what you just said. How does breathing then affect your brain?
Well, your brain uses the majority of your oxygen.
Yeah, you know? I guess it's that simple then.
Huh? It should. Yeah, it should. I mean, there's a few people out there that kind of wonder about that, but still, it should.
Okay, for people at home, we got, let's see, we got about four or five minutes. I want you to, if you would, kind of talk to our audience and give them exercises or whatever. Let's try to get a sense of what a good breathing would be like.
Let's start with the foundation, the fundamental, which I call the squeeze and breathe, right? Now,
okay.
That's in the breathing kit. Okay, so basically what you want to do is, if you can, stand up and put your thumbs in your kidneys. That's the soft spot between your rib, below your rib cage and above your pelvis. That's where your kidneys are. Put your thumbs, each one. Okay, now wrap your fingers around towards your belly button. All right? And now I want you to squeeze your fingers and thumbs together. Now, and then slowly breathe into your fingers and thumbs, forcing them apart with your breathing, counting very slowly while you're doing that. So you're going to kind of squeeze, and then you're going to kind of breathe in, go 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you're going to release your hands and leak out the exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then let the rest of the breath go. There's a bit of a passive exhale there. All right. Now squeeze your fingers and thumbs again. And breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4, release your hands, let your exhale come out really slowly, just leak it out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, let the rest of the breath go, okay? Good, now squeeze your fingers and thumbs together, breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let your fingers go, slowly exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, let the rest of the breath go. There should be a little passive exhale at the end of that number, all right? Now, you do that, repeat it. Were you trying that when I was doing it?
Yes, I had to stand up, but yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm sitting down again, but yes, I was doing it.
Did you notice that you felt a little more relaxed?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, see, I've talked panic attacks over the phone with that exercise. Somebody's right in the middle of a panic attack. Please, can you help me? I'm having a panic attack. Good. Follow this instruction.
Fascinating. Okay, I'm extremely intrigued. So what's the best? We can learn more. We can do our diagnostic evaluation of breathing at breathing.com. Explain that a little bit.
Correct. You can take the breathing test. They're free. And when you take the test, you also qualify for a 15-minute consult with me at no charge.
Okay, so you do work with, I imagine, singers, athletes, everyday people. I mean, who
anyone. If you're breathing, if you're not breathing, I can't help you anymore.
Okay, so somebody who, like me, I'm on the radio, I'm talking, I probably shallow breathe while I'm, you know, interviewing and what have you. What, give me some techniques that would help me.
Stand up.
Okay, that's a little more difficult with the microphone and everything, but I guess I could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're not. Then get yourself a microphone that allows you to stand up.
Okay. Okay,
you
for people.
Sit down, bend forward. I think what was his name? One of the TV speakers was, you know, kind of bent forward. They had a great voice, but what you're going to find out is a lot of them create emphysema and COPD because they're not really getting the depth of their breathing, and yet their voice is strong because they do it so often.
So what about somebody at home, you know, maybe they're at church, they sit down and talking. I mean, when you're sitting down, is there something you could be aware of that can help you?
Yeah, stand up. I'm telling you, all you got to see, listen, there's some fundamentals we're dealing here with, okay? Now, if I give you a tricky, cutie little thingy that allows you to maybe improve while you're bending over, I'm giving you the wrong information, okay? All you have to do is get the message is you have to sit down, bend over, and try to take a deep breath.
Yeah. Well, okay, it's not practical for people
to get it?
Yes.
You can't do it.
So is there something should somebody take 5 minutes a day to make sure they stand or in between or what, you know, they're sitting in class? You know, I don't know. It's not practical for people to stand all the time. People do not stand all the time.
I understand that. So what you want to do is you want to stand every so often. And you want to do some of the exercises in my breathing kit.
Well, I'm fascinated.
You need to oxygen.
Well, there's the music. This has been way too short an interview. We're very excited to have you on here for the first time. Sorry about the trouble connecting earlier. Breathing.com is the website. I guess we can kind of learn everything from there and kind of go into all kind of directions.
That really is, you know, that really is step one. Just go there, take
all right.
the test.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much, Michael. Very fascinating.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call